Everybody, welcome tonight on our show here, our news broadcast. We've got some news to tell you as we rock the boat. We're going to get into the news now. We have three states that had, the night before last, have a group of deadly tornadoes go through, and three people so far have been killed, and a number of scores of people have been injured through these states the night before last. And also, we have six states under winter storm warnings right now at this very hour as this is being recorded. And, of course, Biden still continues to have Alzheimer's spells and Parkinson's disease and doesn't know where he is. And his approval ratings from the declaration or from the inaugural State of the Union address did not help his ratings at all. Matter of fact, it made it worse. Meanwhile, Trump looks like he's going to be running. A lot of sources say he's going to be the key player for the next run for the White House. Meanwhile, the Democrats, far left, and liberals are up to their no-good shenanigans trying to steal the election as they continue to admit that they want to steal the election, as they brag about it as they did back in 2020, as they are doing now in 2024 year as well. They'll try to pull the same shenanigans, the same crazy tactics, think that they're going to get the same result. What do they call that when you do that? They call it, say, insanity, because, you know, they try the same thing, and of course the results are never the same each time. But according to them, they think they still will be, and they'll be able to pull this off again like they did 4 years ago. But you know, unlike then, there's a lot more people watching than there were then, and I don't think it's going to be that easy to be able to pull it off like it was 4 years ago. Even though you can try, but you will not win, because your cheating will be pulled and it will be brought out to light, because people are watching very closely this time. So you can try. This is my message to you. Anyway, speech crime is alive and well across the world and now starting to come into America. They are trying to put out there on the web. I've heard it on secular news and media. It's not misinformation. They have it out there, where if you speak words that are incorrect or bad speech, they want neighbors of people to report people because of views they share that are either controversial or they don't agree with. And they will give you a $2,000 reward for snitching on your neighbors. That's not very patriotic, even if it, no matter what kind of money it is, first of all. Number two, it's very treasonous, and it's not constitutional, and it's wrong. Because, you know, if you snitch on your neighbors, you're actually going to be snitching on yourself. Because everybody doesn't speak the same view all the time anyway. And those people that want to police those who do will end up being policed themselves. You just don't realize, because eventually if you report somebody, eventually you're going to be reported for the same exact thing. So I wouldn't go down that slippery slope where two measly grand to go tell on your neighbors to think you're doing something good, when really the same thing could happen to you in another place where you're at out public. When you might have an off day and you say something out of anger, not really meaning it, but yet someone else heard you and reported you to the police and they come and lock you up for a measly $2,000. Sounds so patriotic, doesn't it? Sounds so communist and fascist and a dictatorship to me. Doesn't sound like freedom at all, does it? Because in a free country, you don't do things like that. You don't have to report on your neighbors because they might have a different view than you. You might not agree with them. Might not agree with you, but I'm not going to report you because you say something that's incorrect or doesn't go with the narrative. But that's what they're rolling out here in this country. I just saw it this week. The TikTok bill is alive and well. It's a lot more than TikTok. What they want to do is block the ISPs from letting people see your post if it goes against the agenda. I figured I'd put these two stories together because they kind of have everything to do with each other. As a matter of fact, I'm censored on Facebook right now, in case you don't know. So that's why we're doing more reports on this platform, because we go out and hit a lot more people on XM and terrestrial radio too, as well as across all the podcasts and casting platforms where you can find us, if my mouth will work right. And of course, you can find us out there at top headlines, national and international news stories. And of course, look for Michael DeSilvis, just like on Facebook, without the J. And you'll find us on XM, you'll find us on Anchor.fm and Spotify, and a whole lot of other people, a lot of other players too. You'll find us on Pocket Cast and many, many more. Trust me, we are out there, folks. It loads up there all the time by itself. I don't have to do it. I just put it out there. And in a couple hours, it's there everywhere where you listen. Thank you for sharing. Maybe subscribe to us. It's $2.99 a month. Go in there and subscribe. Maybe you can send a donation to us. You can send me your name and phone number and email at michaelbtmn71@gmail.com. And I will call you. Please no Snapchat, no Google Voice. I won't respond to those. But real phone numbers, please. Legit people. I don't want to play games. If you want to play games, go play with somebody else. If you really want to help us, we really need your help. We need your donation. And you can do it that way. Or simply do it through Square. You can call me up, leave your email and phone number. We can do it through there. That's what we use to do our payments. It's a tax deductible for you. And it helps us to stay on air and do the things we do to tell you the real story of what's going on behind all the muck that they don't tell you and all the lies that keep spilling out. And we tell you the truth, what's really going on. And yes, all the crazies from all the other countries, and that's not just our country, but all the other countries that are part of the UN, United Nations, the World Health Organization, and the World Economic Forum, you guessed it, all in bed together and all pushing the New World Order propaganda to a T. They're all lockstep, like Biden said, you know, senile Biden said, idiot. And of course, that's what they're doing. So all these immigrants are not just coming here, and all the prisoners being broken out of all the company jails, we are being sent not just here, but to all the other countries that are in lockstep with us all across the globe that are under the New World Order initiative through the UN, through the World Health Organization, and the World Economic Forum, which is known as, when you say World Health Organization or WHO, that's why I go WHO, because that's what it is, and that's the acronym for it. And they're worldwide, by the way, but they work with the New World Order. I said that before in other videos on Facebook. But yes, I am on restriction now. Somebody has censored me. I don't know who it is, but God knows who you are, and you better stop doing it because you're going to be censored too. You're going to be in trouble too. You might think you're being funny and you think you're doing a solid, but all you're doing is going to cause fire and brimstone to come after you by blocking me and be able to say what I want to say. It's very wrong what you're doing, and God is watching. You shouldn't be censoring anyone. You might not agree. I don't agree with everybody what they say either, but I don't go and report them and make up stuff and say they're doing something by breaking guidelines when I'm not breaking. I'm just saying the truth, and it shouldn't be a crime to say the truth. I thought we were in a free country. So if you're one of those kind of, you know, pricks that like to do that kind of stuff, believe me, you're going to get pricked too, and the pricks are going to come after you when you get out of line one time. That's all it takes. And they're going to be, you know, stroking that, you know, Facebook page and going to the profile and doing it. And that's how they're doing it. So you keep stroking, you're going to have that happen to you, buddy. So keep doing it. It's going to, whatever goes around always comes around. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. Because that's really true. That's how it works. You don't have to believe in God. You can believe in karma. The same thing happens either way. Because what you do bad to others always comes back to you. So that's why I don't do bad to others. I let God sort it all out like what we're all supposed to do. You don't agree? That's part of being educated. You don't agree? You agree to disagree. That's what that saying is. And you be mature about it. Let people say their piece whether you agree with it or not. Because that's how we keep freedom of speech free. But we go around acting all crazy and massaging that, you know, censorship button on Facebook, you know, then you're going to be the censored. You're going to be censored also as well. So keep it up. It's going to come back to you, buddy. I guarantee it. And remember, God is watching you. Stop being a whoremonger, okay? Stop taking my right away to say something. Stop trying to cut my revenue. Or I will cut, or I'll find a way to cut your revenue. So stop it. Because I know who you are. So stop it. And God does too. Okay? Your days are numbered, slick Shady. Okay? All right. So anyway, some other news. Big mess happening, as we said. Three people were dead in Indiana. In Ohio, major mess, cleanup, lots of 50% of the places in Indiana are damaged. The structures, you know, in a county, 50%, not the whole state, but in a county of Indiana, are damaged. And combined deaths from Ohio and Indiana are 3 people so far from these deadly twisters. They're going to have surveyors going out there from the Weather Channel, from the National Weather Service, to greatly determine to make sure how strong those tornadoes were, because it looks like they were very strong, like Category 4 or 5 or even higher. From the way it looks horrible. And just everything looks splintered all over the place. It's just seeing the aerial pictures and drone footage, you know, this morning on the Weather Channel and other places, looks like a war zone. And that's what it looks like when you have real deadly or high, or even some high, you know, winds, gusty winds can do stuff like that. You know, there's drafts that come from storms, front winds, or what they call bumper winds, can come down and have winds of 120 to over 200 miles an hour briefly, and they can knock things down just like a tornado. But this looks like a tornado, but some of it could be straight line winds too, from downdrafts too, in microburst. That's what it's really called in meteorology. Microburst, they can be that fast and cause that kind of devastation in just a few seconds, just like a tornado. And let's just hope that people have insurance, and that the insurances will come through to pay and cover for the loss and damage, so they can get their lives back in order. You know, and you know, if you're with United Healthcare, my heart goes out to you, because I changed from them. They're a good company, good insurance, but they're having a dispute right now with their stockholders and with their provider who pays the insurance. So right now, bills with all the people who are with United Healthcare, their bills are not being paid. A lot of people say a lot of bills aren't being paid right now because of the dispute. It's causing a disruption in their coverage. And so please help that they will work out that difference, so that the bills and the money and all will be restored. And, you know, this could spread to more companies. This could be a hiccup, it could be a dispute, but it could be a glitch, or it could be a hack, or it could be signs of times, because what? Most insurance companies are owned by what? Banks. And banks are what? Are the ones that are like, they invest the money and they make money off the money off of insurance premiums every month. So the banks are actually what do some of these things, the stocks. And when things start messing up, that's when they start messing up. So this could be a sign of early birth pains, of more stuff to come down the pipe, and it could spread to more insurance companies. So I hope this is just an isolated thing. They say it's just a bitter contract dispute with United Healthcare and another bank or other provider, or some kind of excuse they're making. But it may be something more, and maybe something going on with the bank that actually controls or actually provides the money for those grocery benefits and all. And I hope this ain't something that spreads to all the other insurances that do the similar thing with the U card, they call it, in United Healthcare, other companies called a Visa, have a Visa card that's separate, that pays for electricity and all. But they all do similar things. So let's hope this isn't something that's going to spread to all the other ones. Because a lot of people rely on that benefit. I know I do. And a lot of other people do too, that are retired and disabled, like myself, and elderly. And we need that money for food, because the food stamps we get, you know, don't pay enough. I mean, I only get $60 for food stamps, and, you know, you can't really buy much with $60 these days. So I use that other insurance to help out. A couple $100 I use from it to buy groceries every month. And it's really a blessing, because without that, after I pay all my bills, I don't have any money for food. And there's a lot of people that are like that in my boat, because everything is so high right now. And it's not because I'm blowing my money on a bunch of junk. No, my mom's always accusing me of that. I wish she would stop doing that, because it's not true. It's just her way of trying to have an excuse, because she doesn't want to help me. And so they'll make up excuses. A lot of times when parents do that, or people do that, they always want to turn around and say it's something you're doing. But really, a lot of things, it ain't what you're doing. Sometimes it is, but in this case, it's not. It's because everything's so high, and it's been getting higher and higher ever since I've been here. But by the grace of God, I've been able to afford all, but it's been very high. And it's like it's coming at me in all directions. And I think you all feel it that way too. But that's why we need donations, and that's why we need these things, because that's what helps me get groceries. Because without that money, I would literally probably starve. So it's good that I have that money and I can get fresh food, you know. And there's a lot of people like that use that money for that purpose, that you have insurance that get that benefit. Because some of these Advantage insurances, you know, a lot of them provide that now, which is great, because it comes in handy, because I only get $60 a month, you know, because I'm not working a lot. And so therefore I apply for all the stuff I can get, because I want to work, but the jobs are hard to get right now. And that's why I need your donations, because if I get enough donations, I won't have to ask you for them anymore, you know, because you'll just give them automatically, which is what you should do to help us to keep going and growing and get more people to listen, because that helps us to grow too. Get more. Let's try to get 10 million people on XM radio, talk radio, and let's try to get about 5 or 6 million people on terrestrial radio, satellite radio, okay? And then let's try to see what we can do to get more people locally on the FM stations, on the FM dial as well. Because with all the money I'm getting from that, which is millions of dollars a month, but all of it goes back into the station, so it's like I don't even get any of that, because I've have a arranged through the IRS to tax people, you know, where all that money gets funneled back into my business, so I don't have to pay any taxes on it. And I could do that for like 8 more years. So I thank the IRS for that. And you can legally do that, but you have to list all of it, and I do, but they don't penalize me or tax me, because it's all going back into growing the station and everything, spreading, and that's how we got terrestrial radio. And eventually, I'll start making a lot of money, eventually, because our station is growing and we're getting out there, and that's what we want. But donate if you can, because I don't really, I'm not getting any of the millions of dollars, because all of it's going back to grow the station to get on more radio networks. It's very expensive for licensing. It's very expensive for airtime. So please help us out if you can. Thank you for those that do in advance. I love you. So anyway, let's just get to more stuff here. Prices continue to go up, even though Biden says prices are going down. Inflation's going down. Well, I don't know what he's smoking or what he's drinking or both, because nothing's going down. Every day I go to the store, every time I pay something, the money don't go as far. I need more money. And we all need more money. It's not just me. The birth pains of a financial collapse is coming. An independent collapse will come. A lot of financial, I don't need to scare you, but I don't try to doom and gloom you, but I'm telling you the truth here. The financial thing, according to most analysts that I know from the bank and in D.C. that I'm friends with, that give me inside information, say that the financial crisis will happen in June. The collapse will happen in June or sometime little thereafter. So it could be between June and July of this year. So be prepared. That's why I keep telling you, be prepared. Stock up. Get food, ammunition, guns, toilet paper. That's why we tell you this. You know, get with people who you know. Start talking to your neighbors. Start working on a plan. Work together. Stop being to yourself, because when everything hits the fan, we're going to need each other. You got to get rid of all the... You put away your gay and all your other weird stuff and all your stupid arguments and getting along. We need to get along. Put all that aside. It's all dumb anyway. And just, it doesn't matter if you're gay or straight, but everybody needs to work and talk to each other. And that way you have a plan, so when things do, you can share resources. You can't do that when you're by yourself, because statistically it shows that you will die and starve to death. So that's why you need to start doing these things now. Hedging your bets. You get a plan. Talk to local people in your area who you can trust. Retailers. If you got, you know, vegetable stands, or fruit markets or food markets, talk to them, because you're going to need to go get, you know, organic food and milk and things like that. Get with those kinds of people. And when you do go, don't bring any of your smart things with you, so that the government will know where you are, so they can go there and shut it down. Don't take that stuff with you when you go to these places. Leave all that stuff at home. Do not leave it in your car. Don't even have it with you at all, because we want to keep the free and the whole wholesome and organic stuff flowing and real meat flowing. And we don't need somebody to go there and ruin it by bringing that stuff so they can trace where it is, so they can go there and shut it down, slap fines and make arrests, because that's the way the government's going to get here. It's already like that in a lot of countries that I mentioned a little bit ago already. And it's coming here, believe me, it is coming. Due to the legislation they just put in, it is coming really soon to our country. They're already trying to fine people because of what they say. You know, and the next thing is it's going to be the food. They're going to try to control independent markets and food. And that's the next thing they're hitting to, starting to attack now. So that's why they're going out there to Amish in Pennsylvania and in Maine and in Tennessee and Ohio. And they're all trying to shut them all down because of all the fine quality of food that they make, and coming up with ridiculous charges saying they have rotten food and stuff when it's not even true. They're just trying to attack them because they're selling natural, wholesome products, and they're just trying to shut that down, which is so very wrong on so many levels. It's not right that they want to take away good food from the rest of us, and only the elite can have it, because that's why they're doing it. And it's not right. So they create a lot of the scarcity by causing messes in the market and causing disasters by burning factories down. That's why a lot of the stuff you see all going to one or two or three companies that make all the food. Like, it might say Kraft cheese on it. You know, it might say Cracker Barrel, but believe me, Cracker Barrel doesn't make the cheese anymore. It's owned by three companies that make all the food now. And that's how they're getting control over all the food supply. They're already doing that right now. So even doesn't matter what kind of brand Oreos is, it made by, it's not made by Toll House anymore. You know, that's who makes Oreos. It might say that, but it's owned by another company. Trust me, look it up. I'm just telling you the truth. This is stuff they don't report anywhere on the regular news because they don't want you to know that the country is getting ready to go down. And it is, you can see signs of that a little more every day by the way the government's acting. Now they're trying to block the freedom of speech on TikTok, but also on all platforms. I mean, if they don't like what you say, they can censor what you say by blocking you at the IP level, your IP address, and also by the IP, meaning the internet service provider, or your actual computer IP address. Remember, I told you they could do all this stuff. It doesn't matter where you're on, you can talk freely. They can still block you on Rumble, Kick, on Parler. Of course, Parler was compromised anyway. I don't even know why I said that. But any of these, in any of these Truth Social, also all of them are being tracked and traced. It doesn't matter what you're on, even though Trump says it's free. Yeah, you can talk on, even on X, it's free. But they're still tracking you and recording everything you're saying. And everything I say, even on here, they are. I don't really care. I just want to tell the truth, because they won't tell you this stuff. And this is why I was censored on Facebook, which, you know, they shouldn't be censoring you for telling what's really going on. You know, that's what Fluffy says. She's meowing because she's agreeing. They shouldn't have censored daddy, is what she's saying. No, that was wrong. They shouldn't have censored my daddy, because he's telling the truth, trying to let people know what's going on. And they don't want, and they want to censor people that are telling the truth because it's a crime. Because that's what happens when a country ain't free anymore. And that's what I'm trying to get you to understand, because that's where we really are. And that's where we're going into really fast here. More and more every day. All right? So stop thinking your country is free, because it's a lie. It's nothing free anymore. People are going to jail still for January 6th. People are still, you know, that didn't even go there. Even if you talk to somebody, they can come, they're arresting people. Even for that. And they keep saying a big insurrection happened. You know, when all those people burned, when Antifa and Black Lives Matter burned all those buildings down in 2020, when they thought Trump was going to win and they did all that stuff, they still didn't get arrested today. That was an insurrection. Just like if they pull off all that stunt here like they plan to do, like they say they're going to do in 2024 and before the election, you know, in 2024, 25, when the election actually, when it gets declared by the end of 2024, and then Trump takes over. If he wins, they're going to do whatever they can to stop it, or they're going to try to postpone it, because they're already saying this. They're going to plan to do an attack. You know, they're going to do a vector attack and do it all over the country in all the states. So they're already warning, even the FBI is already warning, that terrorism may happen because it'll be internal. And also maybe other things where all these people are coming over here that are not being vetted or checked. You see if they're criminals or crazies, because all the countries, you know, they're, even China is releasing all their prisoners, and we believe that most of the prisoners from all these countries, even we have people that are cannibals that eat other people. The leader of the organization, I kid you not, is called Barbecue. What he does is he kills people and actually eats them. And that may be why we have not been able to find some people at the border, because maybe they were a victim of these cannibal people that are in our country that actually killed them and ate their ate them up. And that's why we have real cannibalism, people that are cannibals in our country now, thanks to O'Biden, thanks to his policies and his administration, lax administration, you know, and also the Republicans and all that say they're Republicans when they're really undercover Democrats, more so than Republicans, even though you see they're really a uniparty, and people just don't realize that. It's one party, it's not two. So that's why a lot of this stuff gets voted unanimously when it should have not have been voted. But there are some real, you know, Republicans in there, but there's not enough. We need a lot more. We don't need a Slim Shady Democrat Republicans. The center Republicans is where really most of them, I say three-thirds are almost, you know, three-fourths of them, I would say. Because three-thirds would be almost all of them. I would say pretty much almost all of them are really Democrats in disguise. And there may be maybe 10 or 20 Republicans out of the bunch that are real true Republicans. So, you know, you can tell by how they vote. That's why it's not very many. You know, when everybody else votes the way they go with the Democrats, because you can tell who the Democrats are because they're in the Republican Party, too. They're trying to disguise themselves, but they're really mostly Democrats. It's really sad. We have a uniparty system in here, and nobody seems to realize that or put that together. That's why a lot of things get voted the way they shouldn't get voted, you know, but they do. And that's because the way they have it set up in this country. We have a fanatic Republican, the justice system, and courtrooms are all controlled by the same structure that's controlling the politics in this country. It's all together, they're all connected together, and they all layer off of each other. They all fit together. It's a multi-layer system, but they all systematically are working to tear this country down by design. And they do it on purpose. They have a plan. That's why all this stuff's being carried out. And no matter which the people that are following to follow these orders to do it, to take it down. While more and more all these people are taking bribes and being paid, but they don't realize when this country comes down, two things are going to happen. They're either going to get killed by Americans, they're going to get shot at, or they're going to blow up in their car or in their house when everything hits the fan. They're not going to have nowhere to hide. And not, or that, or the new elected justices will go in there and lock them all up before that happens and throw them all in jail, in prison, where they all belong for all the crimes they took and all the money they're taking and all the bribes. You know, why are we giving money to Ukraine? Why are we giving money to Israel when we don't even have money here to fix the potholes in our street? And why a lot of things here in the infrastructure aren't being fixed? Why are we giving money to these people when we don't need to? We need the money here at home. We need the money here to pay our Americans. We know they're treating these aliens, aliens or immigrants here coming in here, invaders is what I call them, as well as Trump calls them, because that's what they really are. They're treating them better than they treat U.S. citizens. They're getting $6,000 to $10,000 a month, depending on who you ask. You know, all these people coming in here are getting free phones and fresh clothes, and they're getting treated and being put in hotels and having escort service. Must be nice. I don't want all that, but they shouldn't have that. They didn't earn it. They don't even have a green card. And they're allowing them to vote like with the rest of us. And why are they doing that? So they can still try to win the vote by rigging it with these other people coming in. They're not even citizens. But they're trying to fast track it to try and make them citizens. And that's how they're going to try to pull it off to try to steal the election from Trump. But even when they do all that, I think a lot of these invaders are going to not vote for Trump. I mean, not vote for Trump, and they're not going to vote for Biden. They're going to vote for Trump, because a lot of them are good people, even though there's a lot that are bad. I would say it's probably two-thirds bad and one-third good of all the people that come over here. But the two-thirds that are bad, they're going to be deported. And the ones that are really ran and fled from their countries to get freedom, to get away from oppression, they will get to stay and get a green card and become U.S. citizens, like they were supposed to before all this stuff started happening, all the circus at the border. What I call it. And you know, what happened to the north border? What happened to the east and west border? We have people coming in from all directions, not just the south. Seems like more people come in from the southern border, but they're also coming in from the east and the west and the northern Canadian border too. And the tunnels underground too. What about them? Nobody mentions that. So there's a problem. We got a serious problem in this country, and it's at a crisis climate of abortion. And people need to realize that. And they don't talk about any of this stuff, just like the other stuff I said. You know, who blew up the pipeline in Europe, or who blew it up? Was it the Germans that blew it up? Wasn't Russia. It was the U.S. that did it. The CIA did it. Okay? Because, you know, Biden said, well, we're going to do something about that if they do this to the pipeline, is what Biden said. So he kind of admitted that the U.S. had something to do with it. And then right when he said it, the next day it was blown up. And so, you know, and then, you know, kind of told himself. And I'm sure the people over there in Germany and Europe saw that. So now they got enemies because they blew up their pipeline. See? And they know who did it. They know it was the United States that did it. Yeah. Because, you know, Biden kind of slipped that out. Like, he slips a lot of things out. And, you know, but that's what he does. That's, you know, but the thing is, you know, it's what comes around will I come back to us if we're doing all these bad things and stealing things and robbing from people. We have a history of them doing that. It's going to come back to us. They're going to rob us the same way. That's why we're being judged right now. A lot of preachers say that. The Lord is judging us because of all this bad stuff happening. Look what's happening to our kids. You know, through the gayization and the sterilization and the sexualization with all the drugs they get on, that's why they're sterile. Why they have sexual and developmental and mental problems because of the medicines they're putting them on, blockers, you know, hormone blockers and all. That can mess anyone up. I mean, why do you think Obama's all messed up? Why do you think his lover, especially, you know, Michelle, is all messed up? She don't even know what she or he or it doesn't know what sex it is. He read it was a boy on the tax return. I got a copy of that, so I really do. Yeah, picture of it. He wrote that on there, but yet he's supposed to be his wife, right, Michelle? But yet he wrote on there. Looks like he's got the shoulders. He could play on the 49ers or the Raiders, right? Oakland Raiders. You know, and he's got like a bump in his pants like guys have. So, you know, if he's a girl, why does he got a bump down there? I know it ain't no lips down there, and it sure ain't no banana down there, and ain't a roll of quarters that are down there. Now it looks like what all guys have, which is what guys are supposed to have, but he's trying to look like something he really isn't. So, and he also has an Adam's apple. How do you hide that? How do you hide the Adam's apple? Because he's got one. I've seen it in videos when he moves his neck. You can see the Adam's apple. Only guys have that. But anyway, I'd just like to know, how do you hide it? You can't hide that. There's no way to take that out. You know what I'm saying? Because it's there, just like I have one. So it's because it's all because he's a man trying to dress as a woman, but he's really a man. Sound like a woman with all them hormones and all, you know, but he's still a man. You know, like somebody said, he used to wear sweatpants and shirts and play basketball like most men do. And then when he turned 30, that's when he changed to be this Michelle Obama dude. Or Michelle, you know, Barack Obama, you know, that now he's a woman or trying to look like one and act like one, but really he's not. So anyway, you just ask him about his shoulders, you know, what team is he going to sign up to play on, the woman's football or basketball team with those big shoulders? I've been trying to wonder that myself. I don't know. I never seen a woman have those kind of big shoulders like that. And, you know, because women don't usually have those kind of shoulders like that unless they're not a woman. So, but anyway, I'll leave it up to you to decide. But everybody, I love y'all and hope y'all have a great night. This is In the News Update. Be safe, be wise. And like I said, have plenty of toilet paper, ammunition, food. And be prepared and start talking to your neighbors in your neighborhoods and in your apartment complex. Stop being so ghetto-y because you won't survive being that way. We're all going to need each other, so put all your differences aside and stop doing all this stupid stuff and acting stupid. You know, grow up, be smart, be responsible, and let's all start working together like real Americans. So when things hit the fan, we have each other and we will weather through this thing a lot better instead of trying to be by ourselves. All right, everybody, take care. I love you. Please support us if you can. God bless you, and we'll be back with another In the News Update. Now back to music.